If you recall, I had just caught J.T. Cluck, the local rooster, stealing oyster shell gravel out of my dog bowl. At this point in the investigation, we still weren't sure which joker on the ranch had thought it would be cute to load up our dog bowl with oyster shell, or why, but I was fixing a clean house on a certain rooster. I gave him a growl. Stay out of my gravel, J.T.
Pooch, you don't need gravel, 'cause you don't have a gizzard.
I'm well aware that I don't have a gizzard, but the rocks are mine, and I don't intend to share them with a feather-brained rooster.
Is that so? Well, now, what would you do if I took another peck?
Try it and see. The foolish bird took another peck of my oyster shell rocks. That was a big mistake. I launched myself right into the middle of him and sent him squawking back to the chicken house. I thought that might be the end of it, but moments later he returned, this time with a crowd of hens. He pointed to my dog bowl and said,
"Right there's some fresh oyster shell gravel. The best darn gravel on the whole ranch."
The crowd of chickens came toward me. They stopped about 10 feet away and proceeded to stare at my dog bowl. Suddenly, the pieces of the puzzle began falling into place. Do you see what this meant? My bowl contained a fortune in precious oyster shells, and those chickens were conspiring to steal them from me. I had become one of the wealthiest dogs in Texas, and those chickens would stop at nothing to rob me of my fortune. Huh! Little did they know. You know what I did? I plunked myself down on the ground, placed a massive paw on each side of the treasure, and began glaring daggers and ice picks at the feathered throng, daring them to rush forward and try to sneak a peck of my precious oyster pearls. You won't believe this, but a couple of them actually tried it. I mean, I'd always known that chickens were dumb birds, but this was a new record. Two of the foolish hens got so worked up in a frenzy of greed, they actually rushed toward the treasure chest and tried to steal some of my precious pearls. Idiot birds. They got what they deserved. I had just sent the second hen flapping and squawking when Drover woke up from his nap and gave me a silly grin.
Oh, hi. What's going on?
His eyes went to the bowl, then to the chickens.
Are you guarding the gravel?
Not gravel, son. This bowl contains a fortune of precious gems. Pearls, emeralds, diamonds, rubies.
No fooling.
He walked over to the bowl and looked into it.
It looks like a bunch of oyster shell to me. Gravel. Rocks.
All precious stones are rocks, Drover. What makes them precious is that someone wants them. Look at those chickens. If I hadn't thrown up a defense, they would have robbed us blind.
I'll be darned. Well, what are you gonna do with it?
I gave him a scorching glare. We'll guard it, of course. That's the whole purpose of wealth. It must be guarded 24 hours a day. We'll guard it with our lives and fight off every attempt of the chickens to steal it from us. We'll throw the entire security division into the effort. For 15 long minutes, we sat in the hot glare of the sun, beaming hot glares at the chickens. Then Drover yawned again.
You know, this seems kind of boring.
I agreed, but before I could say so, I heard footsteps. I looked around and saw Slim walking towards us.